Today is the fourth week of Lent. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in and welcome God's grace-filled presence. Trust. Any thriving relationship is based upon it. We extend and receive trust on a daily basis with our family, our coworkers, friends, strangers, and even God. In his insightful book entitled Ruthless Trust, Brennan Manning writes, "The reality of naked trust is the life of the pilgrim who leaves what is nailed down, obvious, and secure, and walks into the unknown without any rational explanation to justify the decision or guarantee the future. Why? Because God has signaled the movement and offered it his presence and promise."
When you hear this reality of trust explained by Manning, what feelings stir in you? Fear, excitement, a little of both. Does your faith in God reflect this type of trust Manning describes? Is the offer of God's presence and God's promise enough for you to follow into the unknown and unseen?
Calls to fuller realities of trust in God abound in the scriptures. One of the most famous is seen in our scripture reading for today. Place yourself in Abraham's sandals today. You are 99 years old. You have lived in the same country, grounded and built 100 years worth of community and stability. And then God says, "Trust me. Go."
The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to a land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you."
As you place yourself in Abraham's sandals, say out loud the many questions going through your heart in mind upon hearing this call of trust from God.
Thank you. Do any of these sound familiar? I am 99 years old. How am I going to have a child? You just want me to leave all I have known for what again? How do I know I can really trust you? What's Sarai going to say? Can I come back if things don't work out? Why are you trusting me to do this? As you hear today's scripture again, allow God's call to trust to flow and to rouse you to a ruthless trust beyond the unknown questions and familiar stability, into a way of experiencing God's promise and presence like never before.
The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to a land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you."
In these final moments today, talk to Jesus about one of the following realities of trust gleaned from walking in the sandals of Abraham. Do I really trust you, Jesus? Or am I just controlling things in my life for my comfort? Jesus, help me to live into being more and more willing to follow you, outside of what is nailed down, obvious, and secure, so I can walk into the unknown with you.
Lord Jesus,
search us and know our hearts.
Test us and know our anxious thoughts.
Point out in us anything that offends you,
and lead us along the path of everlasting life. Amen.